Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope you are having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we finished our build series looking at the life of Nehemiah, and it was a really awesome week in the life of our church. We are so excited about what we're going to see God do to help us increase and move in our seeking to reach with the gospel our neighbors, the nations, and next generations. And as I was studying Nehemiah this week, I just couldn't help but be struck, especially in Nehemiah chapter 9, how he is celebrating with the people that God is both great and good, that God alone is the Lord, that he is mighty and awesome. He is the creator of all things, including you and I. And so God is great. He is awesome. In some ways, he's terrifying. If you were to be right in front of him, it would be scary. But it's also not just that he's great, but God is good. He's the kind of God who keeps his promises, who keeps covenant, who promises us his steadfast love. And for all of us who trust God's son, Jesus the Christ, we know that he has secured a way for us to be made right with him by trusting his son, Jesus the Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life. He was arrested, tortured, and then executed on a cross, and his shed blood pays the penalty for our sin. And Jesus conquered death in his resurrection, and he has ascended and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he invites everybody everywhere to trust him. God is both great and good. And you see in Nehemiah chapter 9 and then going into chapter 10 that after Nehemiah recounts to the people how God has been both so great and also good and faithful to his people, the people responded with promises. And we did something pretty unique in the life of our church where we all took a build pledge card and we essentially responded to God's greatness and goodness by making a promise. And I don't know what you chose to do in terms of your financial generosity to the build initiative for the next 2 years, but I really hope that you have been captivated and captured by the reality that we know and serve a God who is great and he is good and he loves us. He loves us no matter what we've been doing or what we're going to do. He loves us because we have trusted his son, Jesus. Jesus makes people new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone away, and behold, the new has come. All these things are from God. And what God invites us to do is to respond to his greatness and his goodness, his grace and his mercy. And sometimes we respond with promises. And so I hope that God has moved in your heart over the past 4 weeks as we've talked about this build initiative and neighbors and nations and next generations, and that you are excited to continue to get to know this great and good God and to see him made known with our neighbors, nations, and next generations. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to help us to fulfill the promises that we've made. And more than that, let's ask him to help us to be faithful missionaries here locally and all over the world so that people nearby and far away might hear about Jesus Christ and how he has made a way for anyone who calls on his name to be made right with God. Father in heaven, we praise and thank you for your greatness and your goodness. We praise you that you have made a way for anyone who calls on the name of your son, Jesus, to be forgiven of our sin, to be set free from our slavery, to go from death to life in him. So Father, please help us to keep our promises that we have made to you. And Father, help us to continue to set our eyes on you, to be captivated by your greatness and your goodness, and to have our eyes continually drawn to Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, we praise and thank you that he gladly laid down his life so that he might redeem us, any of us who call on his name for salvation. Father, we love you and we ask that you would help us to make Jesus Christ famous, both here in Central Ohio and to the ends of the earth. We pray all these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.